Hey, this is Winfrey. This is our Monday night conference call, and we are on BBS Radio, and we are, I always forget the word, we are co-broadcasting on a conference line, a telephone conference line, and we are continuing what I call our experiment in group consciousness intention. And we have a number of people on the conference line and a number of people on BBS, and we have a planet that's in the middle of a dimensional shift. And I know there's a lot of people out there wondering what's happening, and there's a lot of people out there, particularly the ones that have been on our conference line, that kind of know what's going on and how crucial this period is that we're in. And we have a couple of people that didn't identify themselves. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Suzanne from Concho.
Suzanne?
Suzanne from Concho. Suzanne.
I know. Suzanne from...
Oh, I think
it's Ann. No. And who else?
Robin and Elgin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
And anyone else?
Mary Jo, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Hi, Mary Jo. I got you.
Okay.
How's the weather in Klamath Falls?
Still smoky from the fires in California. It's blowing right straight up through.
My name is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city, please?
Hi, it's Margaret from San Francisco.
Hi, Margaret.
Hey.
My name is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, this is Matt in Ohio.
Hi, Matt. Now, those of you listening on BBS, all these people are coming to this conference line because nothing happens here. And so... if you're expecting something to happen, you've come to the wrong place. Because if you studied metaphysics, if you studied spiritual things, you might have come across the term the void, chaos, where everything starts from. So if you're going to be a creative force in a physical body, you do best if you can come from nowhere and come from nothing and manifest into the moment. And you know what? That's true every single moment of your life, truthfully, if you can do it. Even though you have external structures, it just means coming from nowhere, coming from nothing, and expanding from nothing into the external structure so you're present. And in which case, you are going to be operating with some degree of mastery in your physical body. And it's easier said than done. We might have some comments here because I've left the conference line open. Did somebody else just check in that hasn't identified themselves?
Hi, it's Carol in Ohio.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
So... this idea of coming from nothing into something is easier said than done. I mean, really easier said than done. And once you do it, everything else becomes hard. But until you do it, it can be an idea. And how do you implement that? My name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Rachel in Welland, Ontario.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Anyone else on the line that didn't identify themselves?
This is Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Diablo.
Maya and not Diablo. For those that are not aware, Maya has a Hungarian accent. Could we say that?
Yes.
But she doesn't cook goulash. Could we say that?
Yes, that's also true.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to start any rumors. Okay. So, we're talking about starting from nothing and going from nothing into something. So,
that's,
you know...
Everything.
Pardon me? What's that, Maya?
From nothing to everything.
From nothing to everything, because they're very close to each other. It's the places in between that are difficult. Okay, I can see I'm going to have to mute everybody.
All callers are muted.
Is Terry on the line? Hello, Terry. I haven't heard Terry yet. Well, starting from nothing, looking at each moment and reviewing that moment and looking at what's keeping you from being nothing. Now, nothing is no thing. That would mean an empty mind, no preconceptions. No memories of traumas that you've had in your life. No belief patterns of things you've been brought up in. Because all of those things keep you from being nothing. Nothing means that you move into the place in yourself which is pure energy, which is oneness. And then you find... In truth, everyone else starts from the same nothing. And the problem is, if you start walking around in nothing, in a consciousness of nothingness, suddenly you meet all these people and you bump into what we could call their somethingness. Most people are operating in somethingness where their life has a bunch of rigidity to it, and it's not their fault. It's not that they're doing anything wrong. Everyone's doing the best they can with what they've got. And until someone is exposed to something, and until someone has a reference point, it's the somethingness is what they have grown accustomed to. That's their security, and they cannot let go of it, that level of somethingness until there's something better that they can trust to replace it. And ultimately, to gain the confidence that they can operate from nothingness, in which case one is just looking into the world at all these huge, clunky thoughts, I don't know what we'd call them, thought forms, feelings, and one is trying to share a rebirth with another being from nothingness into somethingness. We could call it a rebirth, because when two beings go to nothingness together and they come out of it together, guess what they have? On the other side, love. That's what they have, because they recreated their matrix and they went from nothingness. They went through all their obstacles. They saw through all their traumas and they end up in love. Now, in a sense, that's part of what's been happening to the group of people that have been on this conference call for a repeated amount of time. Because either you want that to happen for yourself, or you won't keep coming back. Because if you go to a place where nothing's happening, and nothing keeps happening, eventually it rubs off. And so the nothingness becomes contagious. And, of course, people can look at it and say, those guys look crazy. What's that? And yet the world can be doing what it's doing, and we can still be holding a joyful place, because you can constantly flow with what's happening when you're coming from nothingness. Because nothing contradicts you. There's no obstacles. People aren't obstructing you, because you're kind of like in between the cracks. And that's what we are. We're nothingness coming up from in between the cracks and finding lovingness, finding the place where nothingness recreates itself into something in the physical that is love. So I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about, I hate to use, every word you use becomes a word that you think one thinks they know what it means, and they blow it because it's not in vocabulary. It can't be explained in vocabulary. It can be experienced, and it can be experienced by enduring. When people decide to go into nothingness, or when they decide that maybe there's something to that, that's got to be a very careful journey, because even though you could call it nothingness, you're still in the middle of a track. You're still existing, and this is like double talk when I hear myself, because I say, well, if you're still existing, there's somethingness, there's nothingness. It has to do with everything being happening right now. And of course, when everything's happening right now, then, and you're in nothingness, I guess this is the duality that Zen talks about, because now you're in everythingness and nothingness all at once. And what does this have to do with spirituality? Well, from this physical body we have, this rigid form that does not change very quickly. It gets older, it gets fatter, but in general, it's fairly stable, and you can't change it if you want to. I mean, you can comb your hair and you can cut your toenails, but beyond that, it is. It's solid. So, how can you be nothingness and such solidness at the same time? Now, there's a mystery to this that I don't know, if really can't solve in words. You can just kind of beat around the bush, and because it's not something that if you understood it in your mind, which you can't, that you could put into motion, that you could put into action, because it's not out of willpower. It's about expanding your own space, your own multi-dimensional space. A human being, according to the information I have, is marooned here. We're marooned. We're stuck here in a physical embodiment, and we keep having to come back and repeat our physical embodiment, because on some level, we're attached to something that apparently the way it works is when you die and you left an attachment, then your being needs to come and reattach itself to that attachment or that incompletion. So, for example, if you were had a level of attainment of something that you wanted to have, like, I need to have a husband. I need the love of my life. And you spend your life looking for that, and you don't have it. Or, I need to do this and write this book and be famous. And you spend your life doing that. Or, I need to make more money than Joe next door. And you spend your life and you do that. And so everyone has these things piled up in themselves, and they're so preoccupied that these are what people's lives are based on. And if you try to explain, well, you've got to start from nothingness to somebody that is wanting to be the CEO of a corporation and live in Beverly Hills, he's going to say, what? What are you talking about? It's very interesting because I've watched so carefully how people who listened to my material, I say my material, I have an incredible story of this circumstance of interdimensional communication. And it's a story where there are beings or intelligences, and you know what? It's hard to explain what they look like, because I don't know if they look like anything. And they are able to congeal themselves energetically and speak through people, and they can use language, and they can use the mental brain structure of a person who is expressing their thoughts, and they can seem to look through people and perceive what's happening in our realm to us, even though we can't physically see them. So, how do we know they're there? What's the indication? Well, this is what I call reverse engineering. You just keep observing. You say, could that person be making that up? Could they come through with that accidentally? How did they know that? And after a period of time, it's pretty obvious that they're real. It's pretty obvious that David Wilcock is Edgar Cayce. But someone who has some level of attachment to this realm doesn't want to know that they're real, because this is all there is to that person. And when they die, there is no more to that person. So who wants to bring in all of these stories that are only going to make you upset, give you a whole bunch of new circumstances to deal with, to imagine? And that would be fine in a circumstance where one could go through lifetime after lifetime and go, la-di-da, it's been fun being in a human body. But unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's not fun. It's very painful. And it hurts. And they're sick. And they feel empty. And they just can't figure out how to fix that. How do you get over those things? And, you know, when you talk about going into nothingness, and you share that idea with someone who's in pain or who's sick, they don't understand it. How can you recreate yourself so you're not in pain and you're not sick when every day you're in pain and you're sick? And of course, there's doctors and psychiatrists and shrinks that will give you all kinds of reasons for being that way. Well, the only way that I have seen to learn about this idea of nothingness, and maybe another way of saying nothingness, because maybe for some people it's not going to communicate it right, is to go back to the original source of you. At some point, you didn't exist. There was no you, not a differentiated you. You were part of an energy field that maybe was doing a function, and at one point there was no energy field, there was just one, which was what our channel source calls the one infinite creator. And at some point in time, you began. You started. So you came from nothing to something, to where you had the first awareness of being. And at some point, at least as I understand it, we knew our energy was part of all that is. We knew we were part of all the other energies. And then there was this realm, which is the physical universe, and we decided to jump into it. Now, did we know what we're getting into? Probably not. Probably there were times when it was quite a paradise down here. This is a place where things endure. Just for better or for worse, things stick. When things are good, they stick. And when things are bad, they stick. In the very highest of realms, things don't stick. They just flow through onto the next. So here, you could create something, and it exists over time. Of course, time is an illusion. So does it really exist, or does it not exist? Well, you know, for those of us who are in this illusion, no matter how much you call it an illusion, we're in it. And some of us might think we're stuck in it. And some of us may be masters of it and have learned how to flow with it. Some of us have learned that if you learn to move into what I'm calling nothingness, or the source or the beginning of your own self, keeping in mind that there is no time. Time is an illusion, which means if you started somewhere, then where you started from exists right now. And you have the potential in your own matrix to move back to the place where you started and then recreate your life right now from that place, and that place of innocence, that place of joy, that place where you think something and it happens, that place where the distance between vision and manifestation is very short. Some of you have had this experience where I used to have it, where you think a thought and suddenly they say what you said on the radio, or you pass a billboard. It's just something that you thought. Or you're having a conversation and you meet someone else having the same conversation. Or you think of someone and they phone you just at that moment. Or you it's you are now living in what I would call higher timelines. Not this timeline, in this realm. but timelines that are moving at a different speed than time moves in this realm, in which case that translates into psychicness, into synchronicity, into love, finding true empathetic connection as you share these other timelines with other people. Now, everything I'm saying is far more sophisticated than anyone needs to understand to do it. But by understanding it, there's a helpfulness, because by understanding how something occurs, especially in these areas where there is no vocabulary, where there's no even words for the experience, that when you can identify an experience and someone else has the same experience and a third person has the same experience, and it's not a normal human experience, then if it's just yourself, you think you're crazy. You think, that didn't really happen, did it? So a few people are having a similar experience, and now you are having to go back and explain to yourself what that is. And I would say you're starting to exist and manifest your life in another timeline. And of course, as we move from something to nothing, and as we move from all of ourselves into nothing, the first expansion of nothingness is a group of energies, very close-knit, very one, and that is the potential on this line and in the work we're doing to go back in our consciousness into those spaces where we come from nothingness into our first cause, and suddenly we can be creators. And even better, we can be co-creators with each other, with those who will let go, who are able to let go of all those obstacles that have piled up in their matrix, in their consciousness, that keeps them feeling separate and alienated and sick and hurt, to let those things go. Now, as I'm saying all of this, some of you are moving with the energy of it and are actually experiencing that happening during the talk. And you can tell that you've done this because if you notice, I'm slowing down. I'm not filling the space with words. Words are somethingness. Space is nothingness. If you look at the quality of the space in between the words, we could share that space, that nothingness, together. And that creates a bond between us. we all know we went somewhere, nowhere, together. And we came out of it. And when we come out of it, is an interlinking of our energies that, as we do it over and over again on these calls, that interlinking of our energies just stays. And suddenly, those parts of ourselves that felt alienated and hurt and separated start to fall away because we're connected. We built connections with this invisible group of people on a conference line. And it is very real. And it is experiential. And it's not something that you can believe or should believe in your mind. But it is something that you can know is happening. You can feel the space, the energy, and know that we shared it. And I'm just curious, is Terry on the line?
Yes. I'm on the line.
I'm just checking.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. You know what,
yes.
Tara, I have to tell you, people are complaining that I'm talking too much. and that I'm not letting those other guys have enough time to talk, okay?
Yes.
So, I know you went to the dentist today. If somebody's listening on BBS, Terry is my long-term friend, and we had this experience of being in nothing, in this space called nothingness together. And in that space of nothingness, a voice started speaking to me. Actually, you know, this is a whole big story, which I'm not going to tell the whole story. But I would suggest, if anyone's listening for the first time, they should go to conversationswithmygirlfriend.com or they should request a free ebook we have called Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And you can request that. Get your pencils out now, guys. winfrey@yahoo.com and we'll send it to you. And when you're in a state of nothingness, you're in a state of openness, you're in a state of anticipation for the next moment, you're in a state of high creativity, and you also have the potential to meet up with intelligences, both good and bad. You have to be pretty careful about this. I would never suggest for anyone to seek out this experience because it has, unless you've studied around people that have done it, because it has its own dangers to it. But it also has its great rewards, and that is the potential to speak with intelligences that are far closer to this nothingness or this source or this original first cause than we are. And in fact, that as the physical universe developed itself, they stayed where they were and monitored it from the place of pure intelligence, pure energy. And don't think I understand this. Believe me. I'm using words, and I will never understand it, and they tell me that I'll never understand it, because the whole experience of how it is to be them is not comprehensible to someone in 3D. We don't have the apparatus, the expansion, whatever, to grasp it. But I do know that when we create a state of what I'm calling nothingness or space together, they can join us. Wherever they are, they can move into that space. And if you're sensitive, you can feel the space change as they move in it. And I've said in the past, it's like tuning in a frequency. Some of you can feel that frequency move in into the space. And so, as you learn to tune into that frequency, they can be with you. You can be with them. And if you're able to have that experience, it means that you have cut through your many of your blockages, many of the things that hold a person, a human, in slavery on this planet. You have opened up your chakras. You have cleared out your mental cobwebs. You have healed your traumas, at least for the moment, in order to feel this energy in your space. And you can move it. It's your energy as well as theirs. Because in oneness, there is no them, there is no you. So we're playing out a play. And I know some of you are thinking, shut up, Wynn. Let them talk. Terry?
Yes.
Are you feeling them wanting to talk?
Well, they want to talk, and I'm sort of wiped out from the dentist.
Uh-huh.
And but maybe they could just say something very short.
Okay, it's 6:38, and we're going to be on till 6:40. Since we're going to be on officially another 10 or 12 minutes, okay? And everyone says I'm not putting them on soon enough, and would I please shut up sooner? And I actually would. I'd be very happy if I could just introduce Terry at the beginning and say, okay, take it away. But what I have learned that I'm good at is I'm good at creating space from nothingness. And they're not just a voice. They are that energy in the nothingness that joins us. And I'm good at getting the energies to join. So that way, it's really easy for them to talk through Terry, because they're talking to us through a communion of energies, not talking down to us, not making us supplicate ourselves. So that's one of the reasons I go on and on, and to create the environment where they can come in. Now, when I say they, those of you who have not paid attention or that may be listening for the first time, we're talking about two group souls that have been working energetically with the human race since the beginning of time, as far as I can tell, on this planet. One of them is called the Elohim, one of them is called the Ra group. We have spoken to both of them. Usually, both are on the line energetically when we're talking. So let me quickly call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunab Ku through our bodies into the center of the earth. And right now, we ask for the blending of all our energies, those who are free willing to do so, the blending of our energies, and we invite those groups, those positive sources operating under the auspices of the Law of One to join our energies, join the energy field that we've created, and we invite those positive sources in the Christ of Light to communicate with us through Terry. And if a source is coming through, could they please identify themselves by the names that we have come to associate with them?
Yes. This is we greet you, we welcome you, each and every one of you. It is a pleasure to be with you here today. We extend all the way from nothingness to everythingness. All is consciousness, either uncongealed or congealed. When you have nothingness or uncongealed consciousness, you have potential. Everything is potentially life when it congeals, when consciousness congeals and has relationship with other entities and becomes focused, you then have space. Space from which you have a viewpoint of dimension. This is the beginning of the building blocks for focused life. When is a focusing entity through which we can ground energy, as he has a wide frequency range and ability to ground our energy. He is a spokesman upon planet Earth, even extending into other dimensions. We thank each and every one of you for your participation, as no one is left out. Wynn spoke of the oneness. All is consciousness, and so all is one. When a focusing mechanism isolates itself out from the consciousness to be a focused consciousness, sometimes he really picks up that he or she is separate. But each individual is all is the consciousness and has access to all the consciousness. But for his own particular game, he has focused in on one realm or section that is being created through the interplay with other focusing mechanisms and the creation of space and identity. We welcome you all to participate in the activities which Winfrey is putting forth, and you can learn more. We thank you and we love you, and we send each and every one of you energy, an energy kiss. We leave you, but we do not leave you. Adonai.
Thank you. For those of you who are not aware, probably everyone on this line is aware, but just in case someone isn't, we have a program called Light Body Activation. And it was actually started through Daphne by the same voice that identifies itself as Ra'an. And it's a program where they are working with people who subscribe to it to help them open up their own energy systems. So that if you're feeling an experience of that open energy here on this radio show or this phone call, then there's a series of tapes that are, that they're very intimately addressing you and your own evolution to help overcome some of those blockages that we, most of us, have and learn to move into this area of nothingness, which is the state of highest creativity. You know, an interesting thing about creativity, and some of you know that I write songs, or have written songs, is that when I would write my best song, and I didn't have this vocabulary that I'm using now or any of this understanding, but I did know that I would start writing it, and I had no idea where it was going. And I had no idea how it would finish. And I would watch it take form. And so often, it was far more together and coherent a statement than anything I could dream of in my conscious, logical mind. Now, in a sense, this entire group, this entire work here, has got a similar style to it, because it's got its own momentum. This is not my group. I am just a facilitator, and we are all on a ride, and I am helping to coordinate the ride, but I'm also on the ride with you. And we are doing this together with our energies, and some of you know that quite well. And some of you, if you don't realize it yet, if it looks like I'm doing it and you're listening, you'll probably find out over a period of time that's not really what's happening. It's, we are all on a train, an energy train, moving through this plane from another dimension. And we are learning to hold our space on this train and in this other dimensional energy no matter where we are in the physical realm. Now, on that note, it is 6:51, and we're going to say goodbye to our listeners in BBS. But I would like to mention that we do these conference calls every night of the week. If you'd like to tap into this energy, there's no charge. Email, I'll say me, and I'll pass it on to the right person, winfrey@yahoo.com, and we'll give you the schedule. Because we're in a very critical period of our development, our evolution, and our planet's evolution. And if you can feel this energy, if you're one of the people that felt it, then it's really a good idea to come back regularly until you can hold it in your own life on an ongoing basis. Because the world has its own way of pulling us off course and losing track. So we say goodbye to BBS, and we are going to continue with a putting in of the light, and that is where we have expressed our individual intentions into this energy of creation with all these other energies that are supporting us for a manifestation request, whether that's for healing, for help, or your own blessing of a certain area of life or the world, then that's what we're going to do.